At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Handle with Dave Ross and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We begin our number two of The Handle. Dave Ross, Matt Brown coming at you. Circa Sportsbook, look at that beautiful board
it's so grand.
It is glorious.
They're already... They're
getting ready. Final Four. It's going to be packed here at Circle. It'll be packed all over Las Vegas today. I do love this segment we do each and every week. It's kind of like good times, bad times, Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good news, bad news. And it's going to come to us from the world of the NFL. And here's the deal. We will get to the poll here also because, again, you have one more hour to vote. We will lock down the votes in the third hour. And, again, it was basically... your parlay du jour.
They're doing.
What are they doing?
The people are coming through. The people came.
So they're not going with just.
They're not just hitting the long shot just to do it.
Because I did vote for the long shot. Because I do think, though, that both dogs are live, Miami and FAU. So I took that at over $5, which all you do is go to VSiN.com, and you can vote right now for which money line parlay you like in the final four.
You guys are voting on this one. I like it. San Diego State and UConn at +137 is tied with FAU and UConn at +216, 33 and a third each for those. San Diego State and Miami at +415 is sitting at 15.3%, and then the two long shots at +586,
so 18%
of the votes.
The chalk in this is UConn, right?
Yes.
And now the public is split as to which way they're going to
go. They think UConn goes, they don't know the other side.
San Diego State or FAU, but look at that. Wow. Right down the middle, 33.3%. Again, go to VSiN.com. You can vote. You've got 1 hour left, and then Elliot Bowman, freeze. There'll be no
Dunzo.
Count all legal votes here.
You guys got on the board out there, America. Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you. You're like 0-4 to start the thing.
Don't rig
start
the vote.
Yeah.
So let's get to good news or bad news, and let's go right to San Francisco. Look, I know that I've been ridiculed for being a Cowboy backer, playing them at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl next year, but the reason is the shortest favorite on the board, it's not the Philadelphia Eagles. Some markets, you can find the Eagles – and the Niners tied as the top dog in the NFC. And I go, well, who's the quarterback for San Francisco? Now, I know we trust Kyle Shanahan. That's part of this equation, right? But Kyle says unclear on whether or not Brock Purdy can get back. Because they're on record saying, hey, if Purdy's healthy, he's the guy. That's how much Kyle Shanahan likes Mr. Irrelevant. So until then, until we know about the UCLA or UCL, which is basically your Tommy John, which football players normally don't get, normally baseball. So until the UCL is figured out with Brock Purdy, how about this? Sudden Sam Darnold, seeing ghost, And Trey Lance, remember him? They're going to split reps. If you're a Niner backer, is that good news or bad news?
If you are, first and foremost, if you are going to bet into this whole scenario here, you then should just bet Kyle Shanahan coach of the year. Because
now you're talking.
Because if he is able to navigate and win a bunch of games and get this team into playoff contention, who knows, maybe even contention for the whole thing, with this whole quarterback situation that's going on, a guy coming back off injury, a guy that's been cast aside as a gigantic bust already, even though he's only like 24 years old or whatever, 25 years old. And then, of course, we have no idea what Trey Lance is even made of.
No idea.
So, first and foremost, do not invest in the 49ers to win the Super Bowl at 7-1, which, by the way, 7-1. Just bet Shanahan coach of the year.
Plus 350 to win the NFC, tied with the Eagles. The Cowboys, not my team, not your, America's team, is plus 650. You know what the fourth betting favorite is to win the NFC? The fourth betting favorite, America, One Pride, Detroit, plus 850. That's how weak the NFC is.
Kyle Shanahan is 30-1 at DraftKings for coach of the year. It's 7-1 for them to win the Super Bowl, and it's 30-1 for him to win coach of the year. If he can get this done with this quarterback room and this quarterback situation, he is going to be right there. Listen, even if he doesn't win it, he's going to be one of the two finalists, and it will put you in a position to make money regardless. Like, no matter what, you will be in a position to make money.
It's a great call, because it doesn't matter who it is. If Purdy can have a miraculous timeline to come back from UCL, again, we don't know what the UCL, for a football player, how long that time frame is, right? We kind of know knees now, we get that. But a UCL, we really don't know how long this is going to take. It was his non-throwing arm, by the way. Remember that, right? Like, he literally could not throw a pass, though, in the championship game, and he went back out there. It's still incredible. I still can't believe what we saw in an NFC title game. So I hope they amend that rule. I think that was up for the competition committee, to at least allow a third quarterback to dress so that you don't have the situation where Christian McCaffrey was throwing passes in the second half.
Yeah, I know. That's just so ridiculous. I mean, to get back to your original question, if you're the 49ers fan, I mean, I can't imagine how this would be good news for you. I mean, this has to be bad news. I mean, you're looking at an unproven quarterback in Trey Lance. Again, we understand there is a lot of potential there, or at least there was before all these, you know, before the injury and stuff like that. So we don't really know exactly how he's going to come out of all this. But there's him and Sam Darnold. I mean, like, Sam Darnold, this will be the ultimate test for Kyle Shanahan, which is what circles back to what I was talking about at the beginning. If there is going to be success for this team and it's going to run through Sam Darnold, then put Kyle Shanahan on the Mount Rushmore of systems, right? Because, like, everyone says, it doesn't matter. As long as Kyle Shanahan's at the helm, it doesn't matter who's at quarterback, everything's going to be fine. Well, I will believe it if he can do it with this. If he can do it with Sam Darnold, I will believe that for sure.
There is weight to being the second overall pick in the NFL draft, like Sam Darnold was, backed by Adam Gase with the New York Jets. Adam Gase.
Yeah. Adam right? Gase looking around.
You know, they say, well, he ruined Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. If Kyle Shanahan can fix him, you're 30-1's live.
7-1 is unbettable on the 49ers for the Super Bowl. Unbettable. I refuse to allow you to bet that. Do not do that.
Matt, I really like Arthur Smith down in the ATL, but I don't get this. Good news or bad news? That as we sit here on April 1st, we got our quarterback. Desmond Ridder has already been named the starter for 2023. Now, you know that a couple weeks ago here on the show, I grabbed the little futures of the Falcons to win a god-awful division, the NFC South. It was not predicated on Desmond Ridder being named the starter on April 1st. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, they are sitting right now, the Saints plus 110 for the NFC South. Falcons are plus 330, as are the Panthers over at DraftKings. The Bucks sitting at 6-1. Bucks have no shot. Like, that team's going to be garbage.
Kyle Trask.
Yeah, so don't go there. But I think any of the other three teams are
Mayfield.
I think any of the other three teams are live, and certainly you know, but the Panthers situation, I think that they think they're going to be able to win this year. I think these signings that they're putting together are pointing towards they think they're going to win this year. You don't go sign an aging running back and an aging wide receiver and an aging tight end and all that, like, if you're building for the future. Like, this is kind of like, no, we need some guys in there with veteran presence who we think can actually get the job done this year. So a Miles Sanders and an Adam Thielen and a Hayden Hurst and all the stuff like that. I mean, like, that screams to me, we think we can win today.
I just, what I don't get is, again, I got North of 4-1 for the, why is this number shorted? Why is it down to the +330? Why are they the co-favorites now for the second betting favorite with the Panthers? I get why the Saints are with Derek Carr.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right? But I don't understand, like, Desmond Ridder, did you see anything in a Desmond Ridder that said, yeah, Arthur Smith, this is the guy you want to roll with on what might be a pivotal year for you as the head coach?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he did, if for what it's worth, Ridder went 63.5% for 708 yards,
dink,
two touchdowns, dunk, and no picks. And that
dink,
is in
dunk.
In four starts, though, I should mention. Four starts. I mean,
he just,
to compile
what, he was not stretching the field.
Yes.
Right?
So, I mean, that is, if you, you know, math real quick, but that's fewer than 200 yards a game on average. So, I don't know if they have a much better option now that the way things have played out. I mean, they're, unless they want to get into the whole Lamar Jackson conversation and all of that, which again is kind of leads us into our the next topic too. But what's going to be done there? So I guess this is kind of like you didn't really have another option when it came down to it. So you kind of have to go with Ridder, and you did draft him because you thought there was at least something there.
And Arthur Blank basically came out and said, yeah, we're not sure about Lamar. Probably not interested. Yeah. I'm like, what? Why not? But that does lead us down the primrose path up 95 there from the ATL to DC. And that's where the Commanders have said no interest in Lamar Jackson. Sam Howell's our guy. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, counselor, you like Sam Howell. And I know some people on the network do like Sam Howell. Is that right? Do you like Sam Howell coming out of UNC?
I mean, look, he was certainly, let's not forget, entering his last season in college, he was on the list of someone that could have gone in the first round.
Like,
this is a guy that could have been a first-round quarterback. That didn't pan out, of course. But there was some talent there that some guys saw, some of these scouts. Again, they're much smarter at judging these actual talent evaluators, right? I mean, I'm not going to claim to be one of those, but saw something in him.
Yeah,
saw something in him that certainly could translate to the NFL level. Look, it goes to the Falcons. We talk about the Commanders here, all this stuff. It's not just them, right? Nobody wants Lamar Jackson. And I think the market has spoken here with this. And I think he's put himself in a really bad situation, like just kind of getting off on some sports talk radio stuff here. But I mean, I think he's put himself in a pretty bad situation because he thought drawing this line in the sand was going to get all these suitors. And instead it is like, it's been crickets. And so now it's the weirdest standoff ever because it's a team that's like, yeah, we're not going to give you this guaranteed money that you want. And this guy that's kind of like, well, I mean, I'm either going to have to play for them or sit out and get fined, you know, a bajillion dollars,
right?
For, you know, so it's the weirdest of weird here. I kind of get why all these teams got scared off by these demands that he put out there, at least what was getting floated and all the different ways. I mean, you cannot, just because Deshaun Watson got a bad contract, just assume that you're going to get a bad contract.
Absolutely.
As well. And these teams cannot set the precedent of, oh, now we're just going to hand out bad contracts all over the place. Like, you cannot lock up $250 million in quarterbacks. You just can't do it.
The only thing that I will say, I've said it repeatedly across the network, I'll keep saying it, there's been no repeat champion in the NFC East since 2003-2004. That was the Philadelphia Eagles with Donovan McNabb. The Commanders are 9-1 to win the division. Long shot. 9-1. I don't know what Sam Howell is, but their defense is really good.
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to be in a lot of games. You know, I'm a Cowboy backer, but that's not a bad number at 9-1 if they can get anything out of Sam Howell. When we come back, let's talk NFL draft. How many quarterbacks are going to go in said first round? We'll discuss when you come back with us on The Handle.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day.
This is The Handle with Dave Ross and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, including advice, data, and strategy for only $9.99. Our experts are also getting ready for golf's first major of the year, a tradition unlike any other at Augusta. This year's upcoming Masters betting guide is going to break down every single golfer in the field. That means all the LIV golfers, too. Plus, future bets and matchups to sign up today to get full access to VSiN through the NFL draft for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe.
We talked about our friends up north in the first hour, second hour here. Mexican peso, it's going to cost you 179 in Mexican peso. So just pay in American. Just pay in American.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Cheaper. Just pay in American.
Probably the same, but yeah. $9.99 in American dollars. Very, very quickly on long shots, you, Kelly Bidlin. Of course, Wes Reynolds can't wait to catch up with Wes on Best Bets on Thursday and Friday. Special programming there for the first two rounds of Augusta. You know, I kid a lot, and I kind of call it the evil empire, LIV Golf. Man, you can get some juicy numbers right now in these LIV golfers. Is that going to be harder for you guys to handicap these guys? Because they play in, you know, three rounds. They don't play four, right? Mm-hmm. Is it harder to adjust what they've done in LIV? We're talking about past champions like Phil Mickelson's won three times. You know, obviously Dustin Johnson's won a green jacket. Cam Smith is one of the best golfers in the world. Is it harder to handicap the LIV guys because we just don't see them like we do the PGA Tour guys?
Yeah, there's no data on them for any of those tournaments they play either, so we don't have any shot link
data.
It's
like it doesn't exist.
So you're just kind of like going with whatever warm and fuzzies you have on the inside with them or whatever. So I don't know. It's gonna be odd. I'm only interested in like one or two of them anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna play like four of them. Let's get to the NFL draft because it's a fascinating market now, right? And I know that sometimes you look at last year's quarterback class per se, and there was one quarterback that won the first round. One. Kenny Pickett, 20th overall, Pittsburgh Steelers. Looks like they got their guy. Sorry, Mitchell Trubisky. But it looks like that only quarterback that was taken saw significant playing time last year. They had a winning record in Pittsburgh. Now you look at the total of number of quarterbacks to go. This is supposed to be the quarterback class. I don't know if anything's ever going to be like 1983 for quarterback classes. But look at this. The total number of QBs in the first round, you can get plus money. And of course, they set the market at 4.5, which is exactly what we theorized it would be before these numbers actually came out. Now we know four quarterbacks are going, right? C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, probably all gone in the top 10. The key is, will there be a fifth first-round quarterback? Matt Brown, what say you?
So none of the respected mock drafts that are out there have a fifth quarterback going in the first round. Now, there are some that do have a fifth quarterback going in the first round, not really of the mocks that I follow or that I take a lot of stock in. There are guys that are starting to slip Hendon Hooker in there. There are guys that are starting to slip Tanner McKee in there.
Boom.
So there's a couple of different guys that are at least intriguing. Now, the deal with Hendon Hooker, if he had not gotten hurt, I think there would be a drumbeat for him to, like, I don't know, maybe like that, you know, 28 pick, 29, 30, where you maybe one of these teams wants to take a flyer on a guy. But now that he'd gotten hurt, there was already a knock against him anyway because he's old.
He's like Chris Winkie.
Yeah. I mean, so he's old, and so that's already a knock against a guy. You've already missed 3-4 years of what you're getting from any of these other guys, you know? And so there's that was already a knock, and now coming off of a catastrophic injury. So I find it hard to believe that a team would pull the trigger on that in the first round. I mean, again, had he not gotten hurt, I could easily talk myself into that, right? Because even if he is 26 years old, if you get 10 years out of him, you get 10 years out of him. Most teams don't get 10 years out of a guy.
That's the thing. Like, you know? Now, because he's matured,
yeah.
Virginia Tech, Tennessee, mm-hmm. right? And they go, oh, well, how good could you really be if you played all that time in college? And now you're 26. I think Winkie was like,
he was 27, 28.
Something like that. When he came, right?
Yeah.
So, and look, Chris Winkie's probably a bad example if you're trying to get Hendon Hooker in your first round. I do think, really, to me, it might not be Hooker, but I do think McKee out there in Stanford might be the guy. Now, again, this is a conversation I had with Amal Shaw, mm-hmm. a good heated one, too, in that I agree, Matt, with a lot of the experts that you're alluding mm-hmm. to, that there shouldn't be 5 quarterbacks mm-hmm. that go. But because we theorize 4 might go as high as the top 5, mm-hmm. like Richardson's just skyrocketing, right? That if that happens, I think you're going to see a team either trade back up late first round and go, I'm going to get whether it's Hooker, mm-hmm. whether it's a Stanford kid, late first round and go, I'm not going to let somebody else grab them in the second round. And then, of course, if you can have that 5 years mm-hmm. of, you can lock them up for 5 years, right, if you get them as a first round pick. So I am banking on the stupidity. Say of like the Packers, when mm-hmm. you go back to Jordan Love, when they traded back into the first round to take Jordan Love, 3 years ago in the first round. So like this stuff happens. So not saying that Jordan Love, we'll find out what he is this year.
Right.
We theorize in Green Bay, but this is the track record of GMs in my book that when they go bad class, like last year, everybody stays away. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This year, quote unquote, good class, we're going to reach. And again, it might be Hooker, might be McKee. I'm banking on AGM to do something we don't see right now, trading back in late first round and nabbing the
guy. Yeah, because that's basically the way they would have to play out. Now, there's a lot of time between now and the draft, and it could get shaken up, and drafts and trades could happen and stuff like that. Again, by the way, the odds on this did open at +550 on the over and all the way down to +250 right now.
Boom.
On the over. I think that number was a little bit too juicy. I still think it's 4, but at 550, it was definitely a number worth betting. Now, mm-hmm. at 250, I would probably not do that. But if you look, I was sitting here saying, and the reason I was kind of on the over train as well for the longest time before the quarterback shakeup ended up happening was because you had the Saints sitting there at 29,
mm-hmm.
right? They needed a quarterback for sure. And so before everything played out with Carr, it was you were saying, okay, Saints organization sitting at 29.
Interesting.
Know, like, yeah, could they be that squad that looks and says, okay, we need to go ahead and try and get this position, you know, for the next decade. But now that's doesn't look like that to be the case. And you look at any of these guys at the bottom of the draft as it sits right now. I mean, Kansas City, Philadelphia, I just talked about New Orleans, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Dallas, the Giants, Jacksonville. Nope, that's picks 24 all the way to 31 right there. Now, the interesting one is 23 at Minnesota, and mm-hmm. this is where we have seen Hendon Hooker mocked here lately a couple of different times. So a couple of different people out there, again, not the most accurate historical mock drafters, but have put him at Minnesota there at 23 because they still have Kirk Cousins for 1 year, so he could still sit and get fully healed from the injury and all that, and then you basically would bridge, you know, with Kirk Cousins in this right. final year, his deal into, you know, a Hendon Hooker with Minnesota there at 23. I mean, that's like the first team where it makes a ton of sense. I mean, Tampa at 19 obviously needs a quarterback, but 19 would be pretty early.
And they do have Kyle Trask that they look like with Baker Mayfield. They might kick the tires and see what they have in a draft pick from not too long ago before they go that route. I'm with you. You really do have to, if you're going to go 5, right, you have to kind of earmark which team. Mm-hmm. And I think you nailed it with Minnesota. That does feel like, because we heard trade rumors for Kirk mm-hmm. Cousins. Like, it feels like they are selling in Minnesota. That would be fascinating. So while that market has changed dramatically down to +250 at 4.5 for the over, The other one that I think you can get good value, almost equal value, is the total number of wide receivers drafted in the first round. That number right now, also over 4.5 at juicy plus money at plus 240. Now, I think Jackson Smith Enigma is going to be probably, Njigba rather, he's going to be one that's going to go high, right? Mm-hmm. Zay Flowers, people love him. Quentin Johnson didn't have the best time, but I still think you're looking at a first rounder. Jordan Addison, same thing, coming out of SC. And then there's Jalin Hyatt coming out of Tennessee. That would give you five. Do you think all five of those guys are playable here in the first round?
So Njigba, Johnson, Addison, and Flowers are going to go for sure. And so it's that fifth guy, and it's we're in a passing league. And I think there's two different guys. It could be Hyatt. I think Josh Downs is in the question, is in the conversation as well, the guy out of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I think there could potentially be a team that gets enamored with one of those two guys and decides to go ahead and pull the trigger, and there could be a fifth taken. But it's kind of like the quarterbacks with this wide receiver one. There's going to be four. We know there's going to be four quarterbacks. We know there's going to be four wide
it's
receivers.
It's almost an identical market.
Yeah, and it's like, is there going to be that fifth? And I think with a wide receiver, it's almost even easier to talk yourself into taking than even one of these quarterbacks, yeah. Right? Where, because a wide receiver, we assume a Hooker or a McKee pick is a luxury pick that you're going to try to groom for a year or two from now or something like that. Whereas the wide receiver, you know, guy could step in and play from day one.
Yeah.
And he could help your team from day one. And all you need is one of those teams to either that is at the bottom of the draft or, like you said, who would want to trade back in to get a Hyatt who we know has massive big play ability. Now, is he your prototypical NFL wide receiver? He's not. But, I mean, you know, home run hitter for sure. And I think Josh Downs is probably going to get a little bit of buzz as we get closer to the draft.
I'll sneak one more in very quickly. Over tight ends for 2.5 plus money, plus 235. You know Dalton Kincaid, Michael Meyer, pretty much going to be first-round picks. Darnell Washington is the guy at 4-1 right now to be the first tight end selected. He could be the third one in that first round. Tight ends are like wide receivers now. So interesting markets all there at over $2 for those plus money tickets. When we come back, what a pleasure. He should be the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Danny Graves, the all-time saves leader of the Cincinnati Reds. Next here on The Handle.
This is The Handle with Dave Ross and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving for every single game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see the changes in all of the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Back alongside Matt Brown, Dave Ross here. This is The Handle here on a Saturday. Matt, you know me by now. I try not to play favorites. But our next guest is one of my faves. I call him the commish because I think Danny Graves should be the next commissioner of baseball. No disrespect to Rob Manfred, because now everybody loves all the rule changes Danny Graves that he's doing. Danny Graves, of course, the all-time saves leader in the history of the Cincinnati Reds. But you like the fact that you're the first-born Vietnamese player ever in Major League Baseball, and still, if I'm not misspeaking here, the only Vietnamese player in Major League Baseball. Is that correct?
The only Vietnamese-born, yes.
Vietnamese-born. Really
it's going to stay that way for a while because they're still trying to get baseball going a little bit. They do have some teams there, but they're a little behind the rest of the teams over in Asia, so we know how good baseball is over there in the other Asian countries. So working on it.
Yeah, but Kamish, that's what I want to start with. The World Baseball Classic just ended, right?
Yeah.
I was entranced by it. And baseball, I think, is doing a good job of being a true global game. Do you see this helping the WBC?
I really do. You know what would even help even more is if these 30 teams in Major League Baseball would agree to let more of their players go play in this World Baseball Classic. And I know everybody says it's the timing and it's right before spring training and you can hurt your season, but you know what? You can get hurt in spring training too. You can have a freak accident in spring training and miss the rest of the year. There's been plenty of guys that have done that. So to be able to have a World Baseball Classic and have Shohei Ohtani face Mike Trout in the championship game, like, what more could you ask for? So I know some players have been wanting to play, but their team just suggests against it. So I think that's not, it's not good. I think the team should agree to let them go on and represent whatever country they're from.
Danny, when we were heading into the season, of course, it seems like there were a lot of teams that were pretty top heavy, right? Incredibly loaded. You look at the Astros, the Yankees, you see the Braves and the Dodgers. And of course the Mets can be added in that conversation as well as the Padres. Is this one of those seasons where you look at teams like this and even though there is variance involved, they're just so incredibly deep that even, you know, they can withstand an injury or two because they have so many of these guys up and down the lineup. Would it be shocking to you if it wasn't one of these kind of, you know, air quote, big guys that was able to take it home this year?
It would be shocking. And you know what's what also is funny is I'm so glad I didn't see Dave Ross's face when you mentioned the Mets in that conversation. So it would be shocking to me if one of these power teams did not win the whole thing because of, you know, everybody says to how you spend all this money and buy all your players and buy the World Series. Well, there's more teams that are doing that now because they want to win a World Series. And I think more owners are realizing that that's the only way that they can compete with the other teams. So, and then they add all this depth that you're talking about. You know, we'll talk about Dave's Mets for a second. There are a couple of starting pitchers that are down, but they have mm-hmm. so much depth in their rotation that they can handle a few months without Justin Verlander and Jose Quintana. So I think teams are building their rosters a little differently now because this is the only way they can compete, spend money and try to win.
Yeah, Mets right now plus 950 to win the World Series, although my first to 30 wins is not looking good with Verlander out. That news was a little bit disconcerting before the start of the season, Kamish. I did want to start off with what you've seen so far. Obviously, super small sample size here. Every team playing on opening day, only five games yesterday. But you and I, we kid about this on, you know, with our text chain and everything about it feels like everybody just wants to speed up the game. You and I have talked about this for years. What do you make of the rule changes, and how do you think it will affect teams? Because Matt and I were talking about it. It seemed like some of the aces may be a little bit disconcerting to them with that pitch clock on.
So, okay, I know where you stand, and you obviously know where I stand. I don't think there was anything wrong with baseball. I don't think there was any time issues. And if people had problems with the time, then – There's other things to watch then, right? If you're a true baseball lover, you don't care how long the game is. Like it's enjoyable if you love the game. So, but at the same time, I'm not arguing about if they're a little bit shorter because when I do call games, it stinks when they're 3 to 4 hours long. So either way, I'm okay with it. I don't think it needed to be changed, but since it's changed, we just have to try to adjust to it and how that's going to help certain teams. Well, the aces, most of the aces work quick anyways. And you know why they work quick, Sauce, is because they have no like negativity in their mind. They're not like rethinking or doubting themselves. They're out there. They have a plan. They know what they want to do. They get on the mound and they throw it. It's the ones that walk around the mound and take 30 to 45 seconds. They're the ones that are questioning themselves on what do I throw now? What do I do now? Well, what if he hits this? So the aces... Max Scherzer, he's going to get right back up there and throw it, right? I mean, he's always done that. Jacob DeGrom, same thing. These are guys that are sure of their abilities. So they're going to get out there and throw it. So it's not going to affect them. It's the hitters that I think it's going to affect more because we already saw Rafael Devers get called on a third strike because he didn't get in the box or wasn't appeared to be ready at the time where 8 seconds, I guess, is what it is. Mm-hmm. So the hitters are going to have to make the adjustments. I don't think it's the pitchers that's going to have to deal with it.
Danny, when they announced the thing about the shift, and you know, I'm actually for all that just because it was painful for me to sit there and watch all these left-handed hitters just get robbed of hits left and right. I mean, it was horrible from a betting standpoint too. You need runs scored or something. That said, how big of a deal is it now? Do you believe for these hitters? I mean, we see guys like, you know, I think it was Seager last year got robbed. Well, I say robbed, but like he would have had like 30 additional hits or something like that if there wasn't such thing as a shift. I mean, do you expect there to be more runs scored? Do you expect some of these teams that do have, you know, big left-handed bats to maybe get a little bit of a bump through this whole shift rule?
Well, what I do expect is Dave Ross isn't going to hear me saying holy shift anymore because it was annoying. It was the worst thing ever. I hated it too. I'm right there with you. Will it add a little more offense? Of course, it's going to give some guys a little you know, a few hits here and there. I don't know about if it's going to be 30. And I say that only because if you have these defenders playing where they're supposed to be playing, you're going to see a lot more spectacular plays. You're going to see a lot more Ozzie Smith type plays, or, you know, Brandon Crawford, who was the best shortstop for so long, hasn't been able to really show off his ability because everybody shifts him and he's playing second base, or, you know, so many other guys that are very good fielders. And now they get to play their real position and get jumps on the ball and read the ball. That's baseball. And I know Dave, I'm hoping he's still at this standpoint, that he doesn't like to shift either. So this is damn right. Yeah, that's right.
You know that. I'm talking to the one and only Danny Graves. You can follow Danny as I do on Twitter at DGravy32. Gravy, when you look at across the bigs, and again, Matt kind of touched upon some of the heavier hitters we get at small market versus big markets. Small market teams probably aren't going to hop into the trade deadline. Are there any true surprise teams that you think from a betting standpoint maybe we're sleeping on? Have you identified anybody that could upset the apple cart?
I still think it's too early for that. I know that's not the answer you wanted. You wanted me to throw some other, some random team up there, right? And I can, if you want me to. I know a lot of people love Seattle because of what they've done. I still don't consider them a big market team. I don't even know what their payroll is, but I think they're going to shock a lot of people and get even further into the playoffs as they did last year. But to me, what I was saying before, it's still early. I know that the pitchers are still ahead of the hitters, and it's like this every single year. The first week or so, you're seeing a lot of low scoring games. The hitting is just isn't there yet because they're getting their timing down, and the pitchers are kind of, they're usually ready before the hitters are in spring training. So after a week, if we do this show again next week or next month, whenever it is, I'll have a more definitive answer for you. So I'm sorry that I don't have something written in stone yet, but if you're making me, I got to say Seattle.
Well, the M's right now 9-1 and win the American League. That's pretty good value right there.
Danny, got about a minute left. Cy Young, both leagues. Is there any guy that you have your eye on that isn't just one of the completely obvious? Is there somebody whose stuff that you look at and you say, like, if he could keep that up for over the course of a season, he might could actually put his name in the mix?
Oh, my gosh. And you're saying, like, not the normal
Garrett Cole's that... right.
Oh, man. That's tough. I think Dylan Cease, he's probably got – his odds are probably good in the American League because he's had a great season. I don't know. Marcus Stroman had a great start. They're talking about Zach Gallen from Arizona. I know that his name is brought up a lot. I don't know why they think their team is going to be so good, because I don't think they have a lot of good players, but he had a really good season last year. Let's see. McClanahan from Tampa. I think he can shock a lot of people. So, there's Zach Gallen, and Spencer Strider, of course, had a great year if he can stay healthy. There's so many guys out there. The pitching is so great right now. There's so many starting pitching. I'd be silly not to say Ohtani has a good chance. Right?
I would say he's up there. Danny, we appreciate you as always. The baby-faced assassin, one of the best nicknames ever for the all-time saves leader in the history of Cincinnati Reds. Get out there on the ice with your son, Petey. We'll catch up again soon.
That's right. Thanks, Sauce. Matt, appreciate it, buddy.
There he is. Danny Gray is back with more of The Handle here in a second.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
This is The Handle with Dave Ross and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All eyes are on Augusta, Georgia for golf's first major of the year. Join the action for a shout-out winning big on DraftKings Sportsbook. This week, new customers can add plus 1,000 odds onto any golfer to win any tournament. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code VSiN. Boost your winnings during golf's first major of the year. That's the code VSiN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Listen, we're going to preview the Masters a little bit later. But just to give people some insight into that promo, use that on a short shot. Like, so you're getting 10 to 1 added to your bet. Taking a 50 to a 60 is not near as much value as taking a 7.5 to 17.
A John Rahm.
Yeah, like whatever. So use that on one of the short shots. Do not go, oh, but I'm going to make the 50-60. It's like, yeah, well, no. You want to maximize your value here and like getting one of these shorter guys at much longer odds. Because, by the way, adding 10 to 1 is much longer odds. So use it that way.
To quote a league of their own, that's good advice, Jimmy Dugan. Let's get back to Major League Baseball. Speaking of America's national pastime, I know it's still debatable, but we're still going to say it until they make it football officially. Baseball is going to hold on to that moniker.
Can we just proclaim that it's football?
We'll
just do it here on the show.
We know it's football.
It's definitely football. But it's probably basketball ahead of baseball.
But if you say that to Rob Manfred, like they use this in promos, we read it. Like we just say it. So therefore, it has to be true. Let's get to some of the games today. White Sox and Stros have split the first two games so far of their series. And today we're going to have Lucas Giolito on the mound for the Southsiders against Jose Urquidy. Now, right now, the Stros are minus $1.40, and the White Sox plus $1.20 in this one. I remember Giolito coming up with the Nats as a young kid. Never really made it there, obviously. Hey, up and down. Looks like at times he can be an ace of a staff. Yeah. Other times looks like a three. Obviously, the three right now in Chicago. What do you make of the matchup today?
Yeah, so lineups are out. Anderson, Robert, Benintendi, Jimenez, Moncada, Vaughn, Colas, Andrus, and then Zavala there for the White Sox.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, Peña, Bregman, Alvarez, Abreu, Tucker, McCormick, Hensley. Of course, Hensley is filling in at second base for the time being for the Astros until Jose Altuve can get back in there. Diaz and then Jolks. Corey Jolks is going to be in left field there for the Astros. Of course, they're waiting on Brantley to get back as well. So this really good Astros lineup is only going to get better in a couple of months whenever these guys get back out there. Yeah, you talked about Giolito perfectly, right? I mean, this is a guy that came into last year as one of the Cy Young favorites because at his very best, he is one of the very best. But the problem is you just don't see his very best very often, certainly not consistently. And so I understand why he is falling, you know, to the, like I said, the third starter there for them. Urquidy just doesn't miss very many bats. Nope. That's kind of been his problem. And then last year, he might be able to kind of come back around on this, but he not only has not missed very many bats, but his walks per nine were up a good rate. And with that doesn't equal success a ton. And so you kind of saw him balloon up. I mean, he's a guy that's kind of fighting for a spot in this rotation as it is anyway. There's a couple of Astros starters that are going to be coming back. And we saw him actually get transitioned to the bullpen at the end of last year as it was anyway, and kind of did lose that starting role. So he is certainly motivated here early on to try to keep his spot in the starting rotation for this Astros squad. I mean, at a short line like this, even with Urquidy on the hill, I still tend to lean towards the Astros, mainly because you just don't know. Could you run into good version of Giolito? Absolutely. And then this is, you know, probably actually shifts a little bit more towards the White Sox being favored in the game, because again, Urquidy's just not that great of a starter these days. But I just, there's so much volatility with a guy like Giolito that give me the team that I kind of know at least a lot better what I mean. I don't love Urquidy.
No.
That's the thing. But at least you know what you're going to get, right? Like, you at least know what you're getting with him.
This is something we talked about with Danny Graves in the last segment, of course, that maybe it's too early after just a couple games. The Sox, obviously, very competitive so far in H-Town. And you look at the bigger picture in the AL Central, right? And it does feel like it's a legit three-team race with the Guardians, Twins, and Sox all kind of jumbled together. And the Sox right now still plus 250. Again, it's so hard because it's just a couple games. But boy, the lineup looks like it's ready. The pitching staff feels deep if we can count on Giolito. Again, a guy that was projected last year to be the ace and now is kind of slotted in as the three. I do kind of look at the Sox and go, man, if the bats warm up once the south side gets, it's cold right now, it's going to heat up later on this summer. It feels like it's going to be three teams that will be in this race. It's not going to be the Guardians and everybody else.
Well, the White Sox, the biggest upgrade for the White Sox in the offseason was just getting rid of La Russa. Oh. You know, like La Russa going away. He just was
Tony.
The game had passed.
Old man Tony.
The game had passed him by, and guys weren't reacting to what was going on over there. Probably the most disappointing team in all of baseball last year. And so I actually think that there is a pretty decent amount of upside here for this team, certainly if these guys at the top three in that rotation perform to even like their 75th percentile. I mean, if they can kind of just...
That's a solid big three.
Yeah, because like Giolito was probably in his 30th percentile last year for the majority of the season. If he can just kind of get back to where he was, I'm not asking him to even, you know, be better than he was, just get back to where you were, this team could be pretty scary. But I'm still today, I would go with the old boring Jose Urquidy, you know, in that lineup of monsters over there for Houston.
You look at Toronto against St. Louis and a wild one in game one between these two teams. And again, I think these are two teams, certainly the Cards expected to win the Central. And you look at the Blue Jays in the East, and I think you go, wow, we know the lineup can mash. Mm-hmm. Kevin Gausman going to go today as your number two, going up against Jack Flaherty here for the Redbirds. And again, Flaherty's one of those guys, if you're a Redbird fan, you hope he's healthy and can look like the old Jack Flaherty. Right now, the Jays as a favorite in Bush.
Yeah, Jack Flaherty got lit up his last start in spring, and it was ugly, ugly. And even the start before that wasn't too great. Got stretched out to about 90 pitches in that second to last, and then the last start in spring training, I think they, as a team, gave up like 19 runs or something like that. And he just got absolutely obliterated. I love this Cardinals lineup. I mean, love this Cardinals lineup. If you take a look at where they're going to be sitting today, Donovan's going to lead off for them. They're putting in Burleson in left field, so he's going to come in and take over left field. Goldschmidt, Arenado, Gorman sitting in the DH spot. O'Neill, Walker, so Jordan Walker still in the lineup there for them. Nitzer and then Edmund coming in the 9-hole. They move Walker up to 7, was opening day, an 8-hole hitter there for them. On Toronto's side, Gausman is a guy that was the kind of, I saw at least three different guys that I consider to be fairly sharp.
Yeah.
Was kind of the under the radar potential Cy Young guy for the AL. If you looked at the expecting batting average for him last season and what it actually was, he just ran on the worst side of variance you could possibly see. I mean, the guys were just getting hits off him that should not have been hits left and right. And so if regression comes, and for the positive side, of course, for him, if positive regression does come for him, I mean, he still put up pretty good numbers as it was anyway,
sure,
despite the fact that he was incredibly unlucky. And so now you put in like, oh, okay, well, if regression comes back around and you still have that skill set that he has with those whiff pitches that he's got, I mean, guys are swinging at that splitter left and right and can't hit it. So I have actually pretty high hopes for this Toronto team as well this year. Another team that kind of disappointed last year. I think everyone thought that last year was the year.
It might be this year.
Yeah, and it might be this year.
And again, you look at the total, 7.5. I'm seeing some eights out there. The only way I could play it is the over.
Yeah.
Because I do look, you mentioned Flaherty's last start in spring. Jays could get eight by themselves.
Oh, yeah,
because
for
that
sure.
Lineup can absolutely mash. So to me, I would expect runs today in Bush. I don't know if we'll get 19 like we got in game one. But I definitely expect right now I play that over at 7.5. Haven't played it yet, but I do have my eyes on it now as we've kind of workshopped it. Let's talk about the Brewers and the Cubs. And I know Jeremy Wingle, our director, and Northsider is there in Chicago. They're excited about this.
What does he think about Christian Yelich? What do you tell us?
Not a big fan. I think he might have been cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you look at the Cubs and you go, okay, it's kind of like the Mets. They don't have a ton of pop, but they look like they got guys and move them over now, kind of new age. We're going old school baseball. What's old is new again. And right now you're going to go to some newer arms. Now going up against the Brewers today, and whenever you have Brandon Woodruff on the mound, you can understand why this total is 6.5 against Justin Steele. So Justin Steele is going to have to be really good for the Northsiders because we're just not expecting a lot of runs today. Don't know if the wind is blowing in, but you should always check that. And normally it's indicated by the total, 6.5, that normally that wind is blowing in. It's a real thing if you've never been to Wrigley.
Yeah, Brewers have loaded up the lineup today with righties. They're going with 7 righties against Steele out there. Only lefties in the lineup, Rowdy Tellez and Christian Yelich. So everybody else a right-handed batter. So they are going heavy platoon against Steele in this one. Look, Woodruff is a guy that I just like watching pitch. I think it's fun watching him pitch. Certainly when his stuff is going, he's just like so – I pitched myself, former pitcher. So it's fun to watch watch those guys go at it. For me, if anything, I understand why the total is as low as it is, but it's kind of one of those deals like you all mentioned with Flaherty. I wonder if the Brewers can't get to Steele and get a decent amount of those runs themselves. I think it would only be an over, but like unless it's coming in,
40 degrees, wind is 19 miles per hour.
Is it in?
Coming in.
Oh, it's in?
6.5.
Yeah.
That's a real deal, people.
It's in.
Get your votes in. When we come back to begin hour number 3, we're going to let you know what the viewer's voice is for your Moneyline Parlay on the Final Four. Come on back. The last hour of the handle next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox